Dan, the holidays are slowly approaching, and that means we'll be spending lots of time with our families and the in-laws. What are the main issues couples face around this in-law issue?
Well, I could simply say boundary issues. I mean, often it is intrusive in-laws or anxiety about in-laws or in-laws telling their son or daughter what to do and how to do it or how to raise children. And that inevitably sets up conflicts in the marriage, loyalty issues. It's a mess.
Do we become more like what we were like when we were still in our own family, when our family of origin returns?
We use the phrase, listen to the language we use, Mike, and I'm going back home. Back. You take 10 years off your psychological life when you go back home. You get a sense of diminished power, diminished authority.
How about loyalty? Sometimes when there is conflict, it's hard for a partner in a relationship. It feels like they have to pick a side. Do they pick their partner or do they pick their family?
Look, communication has to be open and honest at all times. Now, what the emotions really are, is it helplessness? Is it anxiety or insecurity? What's going on with the parents? What is it that they really want? These communications have to be wide open. And when you talk to parents and you can get underneath the language we might use about you should and you ought to, it really is about losing control that my child is not going to have the life I envision for her. It's difficult, and that's what in-laws have to deal with and work through.
So what's your advice for in-laws? How can they be good in-laws without feeling like they're constantly walking on eggshells?
Respect your child. Respect your child's choice of spouse. Respect the way they choose to raise their children. And never, ever, ever offer advice unless it's asked for. So what's that leave for you? It means you have to deal with your own sense of helplessness here and frustration. We have to hold each other with gentle hands. That's loving, that's respectful, it's not controlling, and it's kind of sweet.
It sounds like it really stinks to me, honestly, because you say it's sweet. And what I heard was you have to keep your mouth shut. You have to watch and not say anything. So be honest with me. Is it hard to be an in-law?
It's very hard. I watch my daughter and son-in-law do stuff. And I want to put my hands around their necks. Well, never mind. But I get... You know, I get frustrated, and then there's little Sammy who confides in me, and I just want to fix it for him.
Your grandson.
Yeah, but you know what? These are people who have loving hearts. You know, they're my kids.
But I guess in-laws should know that this is hard and have a little bit of compassion for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, we forget that we had no idea what we were doing when we were younger, and we found our own way. And in that process, we made a lot of mistakes. We did a lot of stupid things and said stupid things. So I think our children have the right to do the same thing. That's how we learn.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Mike.